Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 180 on August the 21st, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Hut 8 Mining Corp, Marathon Oil, and Halliburton, and we discuss three new trades on Riot Blockchain Inc., the MSCI Brazil Index, and Marathon Digital Holdings. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets had a slight pullback this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 395 points, ending the week at 35,119 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 26 points, closing at 4,441 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. Topic of the week this week is correlation risk. Correlation is a mathematical concept that I'm going to paraphrase right now. So the layman's definition of the word is simply a mathematical relationship between two things, in this case, two companies or two stock. Now, if something is positively correlated, then when one goes up, the other goes up. And if they are negatively correlated, when one goes down, the other goes down. Now, I don't want to discuss the mathematical concept fully, but even without using the math, the concept is very valuable for trading and portfolio management. Now, over the past few weeks, I've had four significant option trades on in technology companies. Each of these companies moved alike because they are in the same industry. It actually made the position significantly more risky because there were days when they were all making money or when they were all losing money. And if you're trading different companies that are all in the same industry, you are not as diversified as you might think. Now, we will see in the trading results from last week, both the credit and the debit spread are in the fuel industry, like fuel oil. The decline in crude oil prices led to both companies losing money in their stock price. It's always important to be aware of correlation risk in your portfolio, and it can sneak up on you as well. You might have a position in a consumer product company and a large grocery store like Procter & Gamble and Kroger. These two companies technically are in different industries, but they will be correlated because the factors that affect their prices are the same, or at least similar. So correlation risk has taken down some of the largest financial institutions and hedge funds, and it can definitely cost us a lot of money in our own accounts. So definitely good to be aware of any correlation risk you might have in your portfolio today. Now let's get into the trading review for last week. We'll start off with the cover call on Hut 8 Mining Corporation, symbol H as in hotel, U as in uniform, T as in tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.56 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the September 7.5 call at 76 cents, hoping for a 25.91% return in 5 weeks. Well, shares of Hut 8 Mining gained 5 cents, closing the week at $6.61 per share. The call option we sold could be bought back for 70 cents, marking a gain of 6 cents in the option and a total profit of 11 cents on the week. Now, with stock inching its way higher, this trade is working out still. So ideally, stock will rise another 90 cents over the next 4 weeks. That would lead to our highest possible return. Of course, if stock remains stagnant, we will look to let this option expire worthless and then sell another out-of-the-money call option in the against the month of October. So for now, no adjustments are needed. Now, our second trade last week was a credit spread on Marathon Oil Corporation, symbol M as in Mike, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $12.10 per share. I looked at selling the September 12-11 put spread at 37 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 63 cents per spread. Now, Marathon Oil fell $1.38, closing at $10.72 per share on Friday. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now in the money, leading to a loss of 38 cents if we were to close the trade immediately. Now, we would normally look to sell a call spread against this spread. However, if we sold a higher strike call spread, like the 13-14 call spread, we would only collect 3 cents. If you sold the at-the-money call spread, you would only collect 26 cents. That would be the 11-12 call spread, and it would create a trade call to box. That's a little more advanced than this show gets into, but we will not sell the 11-12 box for 63 cents, given that it's worth $1. That would lower the maximum loss to 37 cents, but we would be guaranteed that 37 cent loss at this point. Now, since the trade still has 4 weeks until expiration, I would just hold off and see how price, both the price of the stock and the price of the options, react over the next couple of weeks. We will also see the half strikes get priced in on Monday. That might create some new opportunities for hedging and altering our risk that we can't see right now. So this is definitely a loss at the moment, but I will wait a couple of weeks or maybe even a week to get a more clear view of how I can mitigate the risk. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread on Halliburton, symbol H as in hotel, A as in alpha, L as in Lima. At the time, the stock was trading for $20.13 per share. I looked at buying the September 19-20 call spread for 66 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 34 cents or a 51.52% return in 5 weeks. Well, Halliburton stock fell $1.92 this week, finishing at $18.21 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now out of the money, and the spread lost 42 cents on the week. So, as with the credit spread, I'm definitely going to be patient. Both trades were hurt by crude oil's move over this past week. Like I said, this is correlation risk. That's why we spoke about it a little earlier on the topic of the week. The good thing is that we have some time, 4 weeks to be exact, before these trades expire. I'm going to hold off before making another trade to alter the risk of this position. I would consider selling a higher strike call spread against this debit spread. You can also exit the long call spread and simply sell an iron condor to recoup some of your money. Again, I'm going to take the time to exercise a little bit of patience, which I don't have very much on. I think I've spoken about that before. But I'm going to wait before making a quick move to alter the spread after just 1 week. I'm going to take a breather. I'm going to let the market take a breather, and we'll see if these trades come back in the money a bit. So let's get into the new trades for this week. And just as last week, all of these trades are going to be based on the September 17th expiration, which is 4 weeks away. So we're going to start off with the covered call, looking at Riot Blockchain Inc., symbol R as in Romeo, I as in India, O as in Oscar, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $34.33 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the September 35 call at $3.75. That's a 12.88% return in 4 weeks. You enter this trade by buying stock for $34.33 per share and selling the September 35 call at $3.75. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $35 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $30.58 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $3,433, and you would collect $375 for selling the option. And I want to make one quick note. So it's important to always remember that these options have a 100 share multiplier. So when I'm talking about 35 cents, that's actually $35. When I'm talking about $1.21 or anything like that, it's actually $121. You have to multiply the option price times 100. And so specifically when you're using, the covered call, so you're going to be buying the shares, you have to buy 100 shares of stock per call option that you decide to sell. Now, if you're using a platform like Robinhood, which allows you to buy partial lots, so one lot of stock is 100 shares. So if Robinhood will allow you to buy partial lots, so you can buy like one share of this, 10 shares over here. Historically, that wasn't really something that investors were able to do, but that still doesn't mean that you can't buy one share of stock, pay $34.33, and then turn around and sell this September call option and think that you're hedged. That's not a covered call. You're just naked short 99 shares. So you'd be covered on one share and open on 99. So just a side note, I was talking to someone recently and they pointed out that they could buy, like one share of Google on Robinhood. And I'm like, that's great, but don't think for 1 minute that you're going to trade these options, because the options do have a 100 share multiplier. All right, let's continue on. Looking at a credit spread on the MSCI Brazil Index, symbol E as in Echo, W as in Whiskey, Z as in Zulu. The stock ended the week at $34.86 per share, and I'm looking at selling the September 35-36 call spread at 40 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 60 cents. Now, you enter this trade by selling the September 35 call at $1.21 and concurrently buying the September 36 call for 81 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $35 per share. The break-even price on this is $35.40. So in real terms, you would receive $40 per spread that you sell and have $60 at risk. And again, that was the September 35-36 call spread at 40 cents. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. Looking at Marathon Digital Holdings, symbol M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha. The stock ended the week at $35.26 per share. I'm looking at buying the September 34-35 call spread for 65 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 35 cents per spread, or that's a 53.85% return in 4 weeks, almost 54%. So you enter this trade by buying the September 34 call for $4.80 and concurrently selling the September 35 call at $4.15. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $35 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $34.65, and in real terms, you will pay $65 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $35 per spread. And one side note about these spreads. So I always say to do them concurrently. So buy the September 35 call concurrently, selling the September 35 call. And the reason I say concurrently is that most of the option trading platforms do have a way to trade a spread together. What you don't want is a situation where you buy the September 34 call and that executes, but it also moves prices, and then you try to sell the September 35 call and you're actually not getting the price range that you want. So you might leg into a spread. We call that legging, where you do one leg at a time. You might not get the actual value for the spread that you had planned on because you did each segment one by one. So I prefer to bid or sell these segments together by using the spread trading portion of most of these option trading platforms. And I have accounts with, I have an account with Interactive Broker and one with Tastyworks. I'm a big fan of both of them for different reasons, but they both do allow you to use a spread function when you're putting option spreads into the system. So that's it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for following along with me on this journey. I hope you have a great weekend, and as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.